This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.
So the first thing I want to say about the Walden Galleria is a place that exists. It serves a really important role for our community because, you know, the stores are all gone and they're leaving. We don't have a downtown Main Place Mall. We don't have the Boulevard Mall. So the Walden Galleria has a place. So now in terms of the violence, for the most part, Walden Galleria is a safe space. I want to make sure the community understands that. They have security there as well as law enforcement. There, in addition to that, the peacemakers are there on the weekends. So in terms of the violence, so every now and then, you know, there are individuals that come out there and they have opposition, they flare up, and then their response to that flaring up or that challenge is to fight. In some cases, you know, they telepath that. They let you know it's going to be a fight out there. When we know ahead of time, then we can stack up security. We can stack up law enforcement. We can stack up peacemakers, make sure it's thwarted. Now, one of the things that the peacemaker has over traditional security forces and even law enforcement is that we're very accustomed to de-escalation of this type of fighting. Very, because we are there from the community. We're in the community 5 days a week at every single major high school. We're there every day. So most of the students and the children that are out there coming out there doing that, we know them. And so it's a different look for when you have peacemakers that look like them that are engaged in trying to stop this fight. They soon break that up. You know, they don't, as a matter of fact, they try to avoid. And the reason is because we know their parents. We know their cousins, we know their uncles, and we know them. And most of them know us because, again, that yellow jacket that we wear is there everywhere. It's all over the city. We're there every day. And we have relationships with most of the students. So sometimes they come out and individuals are coming out there sometimes for bad intentions. When we know that, we intervene and interrupt that. And we're able to do that above other elements that are out there, including security, including law enforcement. They're not necessarily trained to do this type of de-escalation because they're, you know, maybe security is there to make sure that people are not stealing. But then they find themselves in the midst of a gang type fighting. They're not sure. I don't know where they are trained at this and how do you train for this unless you're out there doing it. And I don't see them out there doing this with us. And we must break up 100 fights a year around, just around the schools from our youth and sometimes more than that. And so we're accustomed to doing that. They know when we get there, they know that it's time to scatter. Why? Because we know them. We know their families.
How much of that helps curb the violence at Walden Galleria, and what else can be done to stop violence like fights at Galleria?
So, one of the things I kind of suggested that when you know that element comes out there, and our youth are coming out there, And it's not always just our youth, but people are coming out to the mall to either shop. They're coming out there with their friends, and sometimes they come out there because they have absolutely nothing else to do. So we don't have enough activities in the city itself, you know, for our youth to be engaged in. And though we do have several good programs, we got centers, you know, and some of the centers they don't participate in. I don't know, because of the curriculum that's going on at the center, they're not attracted to it. But nevertheless, they come out to the mall in the evenings. Is those periods, you know, between after school from 4 to 7 is the most critical times for our youth. We have to find something to engage them during that. And I'm having a meeting with the mall to say, listen, since you know they're probably going to be coming out there, it's almost impossible to keep them from coming out there, then let's find something creative for them to do when they get there, and let's do it in an organized way. For the most part, and youth will come there. And if you're going to have security and or peacemakers, they need to look like they are a representation of the very element that you're trying to address. They tend to respond better to individuals that look like that, you know, and it's just because that's the way it is. They don't have, and traditionally they have not had good experience with law enforcement engagement. So as a result of that, and I tell this to other, even Buffalo Police Department, this is why they're so angry and so frustrated. And sometimes it's not you personally, it's the uniform. You know, they tend not to respect or have regard for that, you know, the uniform, because they got a bad history with it, you know, in some cases. Only time they knew see law enforcement is when they're coming to take their uncle away, their father away. And so they have this mentality. I happen to be a counselor in this program, so I talk to a lot of youth, and we the peacemakers and the street engagement team, I even have to send them out there sometime when we know ahead of time something's about to happen. I send them out there more so for the protection of them, our youth. Not so much the protection of the mall. That's not what we don't get paid for that stuff. Protect them all. They have security to protect them all. It's to protect them, to protect each other. So that they don't hurt, they're not hurting each other. We don't want anybody hurt. We don't even want citizens to be hurt, that are innocent people that are just happen to be in the way. We don't want none of that to happen. So we've been doing this kind of stuff for almost 20 years, and we know what it is that we're doing in this area. So so the mall, to stop this, well, they need more of us. And I'll tell you, because when we're in these spaces, right, with adequate numbers, they don't even come there to even try anything. So they know, the peacemakers there, you know, they're not going to let us do this, because they know exactly what it is that we do. All right. And so they don't want to do that, because, you know, we'll show up at their house the next day. You know, why was you over there? Why you had your boy over there doing this stuff? This is what they're doing. So that's a deterrent for them, just to see us out there.
All right. How satisfied are you with Cheektowaga, the town, and the police, and the mall management trying to curb violence there?
So it's not their fault, Tom. It's just that I don't think that they're adequately equipped to deal with this type of violence. First of all, they're teenagers, they're young, they're minors in many cases. You know, what is it that you can do with mass number of minors, all right? You know, except pepper spray them. You know, you don't want to be caught. You don't want the community to know that you're clubbing them over the head or you're doing something. So it's almost like their hands are tied, just in terms of what it is that they could do in terms of de-escalating or intervening. They certainly need more training of how to de-escalate, because there is a way to approach them to get cooperation, and that's what the approach is all about. How do you get cooperation when youth are gathering for bad intentions? How do you get cooperation with them? You know, and sometimes it's not with a stern voice yelling at them and threatening them and all. It's not there because they don't really care about that sometimes. So additional training will help, all right? But in terms of trying to stop this, this is a piece that happens to individuals that find themselves coming up in urban communities all over this country with this tension, because they're so frustrated, they're so mad at systems and so mad at the way things are, whether it's in school, whether it's in their homes, or, you know, and they take out this aggression on each other. And so How do you wrap your arms around that? Well, we have to find something productive and constructive for them to do as adults, as a society. You know, hey, this is worth the investment, you know, but we have a hard time getting systems and individuals, and whether it's government agencies, even some foundations at some point, to invest in this. You know, they do fine investment for what we call nice children that really want to take advantage of recreational activities and stuff. They do investments for those things. You know, but these are individuals that are hurt, that are traumatized, they come up in bad experience, circumstance. How do you begin to build relationships and things with that? And we have proven in our program, right, I have a youth program that deals with many of them that are difficult to deal with, the ones that get suspended all the time, the ones that stay in trouble. I have a program, and we get fully cooperation out of all of them. We got about 34 individuals that are like that, that fit that mold, you know, in a group of 60 children altogether. There are 34 of them are their handfuls, right, and they don't comply with other programs, but they work with us. Because we demonstrate love, we demonstrate care, and more importantly, we listen to what it is that they have to say. And so that's a workable solution for those individuals that are doing programming. And so, but it's the greater society's problem to begin to provide resources so our youth can have constructive activities. You got people that are willing to work that. We just don't have enough resources to provide it.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.